Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
What's up, Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pedro Mora, who covers the Dodgers for The Athletic, will join us at 1040 because Clayton Kershaw doesn't want to go to Arizona and be away from his family and doesn't want to be in quarantine for 4.5 months. I think there are mixed reviews on that for a number of reasons. We'll get to that in just a second. And then, of course, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, has gone on television to talk about what's going on there and where they're at with their particular plan as to how to get back. And it's funny because the baseball reports come out, they've been leaking, and then all of a sudden, here's baseball pulling back. Whoa. So we had Passan come out with a story last week about Arizona. Baseball sent out a release. Not done yet. Still preliminary. Then you had Nightingale of USA Today come out with his plan on Friday about the Grapefruit League and Cactus League. And Passan come out with another story today, yesterday about Major League Baseball. Bob Manfred went on TV and was like, nope, wait, not done yet. Can't do anything until the health officials say so, because that's what he should be saying. The problem is he's got too many people leaking. Like, clearly, we don't have people leaking all that much in the NBA, where Adam Silver's like, nah, not making a decision until May. But we've got all sorts of leaks in Major League Baseball. That is a leaky ship right now. I mean, good Lord. So we'll get to what Rob Manfred said in just a moment. We will continue with Number Mania today. We have numbers 11 and 12 today, Greg Bergman. Is that correct?
Yep, numbers 11 and 12. And for 11, it was a tough decision for what the three we were going to put up there were, but we're going with Manny Mota, Andre Kopitar, and Matt Leinart as the three options.
So no Laker on this one. This will be interesting.
No. So Bob McAdoo was on there, but you can
he got eliminated vote for him on in the preliminary. He got eliminated in the preliminary process.
Right. I mean, I just couldn't take Andre Kopitar off because he's been around for 13 years. Yeah. He has two championships, the only two championships for the Kings. It's very difficult not to. And Matt Leinart was huge at USC. We had to take Penny Toler off, who was a guard for the Sparks.
Yeah.
You can vote for her on the other. Yeah. And then Tyus Edney. So it was another
Tyus Edney. Yes, you had to get that in, Bruin boy.
Of course I did. Well, he was number 11. He made a huge shot against against Missouri, and that would have changed. I mean, it changed everything. That was their last championship.
It did. Had they lost to Missouri, then you wouldn't have never won that 1995 championship. I get it.
And there'd be nothing outside of John Wooden.
Right. I get it. You don't have to. I just think it's funny that we made sure to get Tyus Edney in there. So could this be the first time other wins?
It could be the first time other wins. Yeah, I mean, Manny Mota was around forever with the Dodgers, though. That's a really strong name right there. So it's going to be difficult. I think I would vote for Kopitar personally, but I think Mota is going to win.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll see. You can vote at ESPN Los Angeles. That is up and running, I would presume, now at 10 o'clock? Yeah,
should be, and if not, it'll be up there shortly.
Okay, great. All right, so I mentioned Rob Manfred went on Fox Business Channel. And Laura, I know we have a couple of cuts from Rob Manfred. Let me hear the first cut about Rob Manfred and the plan to play in Arizona.
Well, most important, the only decision that we've made, the only real plan that we have, is that baseball is not going to return until the public health situation has improved to the point that we're comfortable that we can play games in a manner that's safe for our players, our employees, our fans, and in a way that will not impact the public health situation adversely.
So that was his first cut, which, look, again, that's the position he needs to take. I mean, if I were him, I'd take that too. Because, again, we talked about this numerous times, but particularly yesterday, where if you're any of these leagues, you don't want to politicize this. You don't want people to all of a sudden say, well, why are these athletes being prioritized in getting tests? Why aren't the general public getting these same tests? And if you're these leagues, you're trying to expedite the process, not only for yourself, but also for the general public. So that way you don't politicize this. You don't get the backlash that you're going to get, because we already saw a little bit of it with the NBA early on. All right. So then he was asked, what are you thinking as far as in terms of reopening baseball once we do get to that? Well, actually, that's what you just heard right there. So the question is, so what's next? What do you do here during this period?
Right now, it's largely a waiting game. During that period, as you might expect any business would, we have engaged in contingency planning. We've thought about how we might be able to return in various scenarios. But again, the key is the improvement in the public health situation.
Agreed. So he has maintained his position on that. And that's, again, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, on Fox Business Channel. So you may have heard this during crosstalk. Here is what Clayton Kershaw said to Sportsnet LA's John Hartung. He said this yesterday. Quote, I'm not going to be away from my family and not see them for 4.5 months. I just talked about how my son, Cooper, changes, over 1 week. So to miss 4 months of his life right now, I'm just not going to do it. And there's a lot of other things that are just wrong with that proposal. But it's not to say that we can't go somewhere with it. It's just that there's a lot of things that have to be figured out before I go and quarantine myself with my team for 4 months. So here's the deal. While, yes, there needs to be some things probably tinkered with this, on the surface of it, the one thing that probably won't change is that you're going to have to quarantine yourself with your team for at least a couple of months, is my guess. And perhaps the entirety of 4.5 months. That is a real possibility. So you have to mentally prepare yourself for that to be the case. And we talked about it during crosstalk. There's a real possibility that I'm taking this Comrex unit with me wherever the NBA decides to go, whether that's a Vegas hotel room for me, and each and every morning I've got to do the show from there while the NBA has games, and I'll be gone from my family and everyone I know for potentially 2 months, if that's the case. But that's what I signed up for. That's the job. So if that indeed is the plan by ESPN and the NBA, then I'm in. That's the reality of my world. And again, I thought LZ made a great point during crosstalk. There are people on the front lines. We talk about this on the show very frequently. You should be thanking every single day anyone you know that works in the healthcare community. And if you could do any favors for them, you should do it for them. Whether it's buying them groceries, whether it's just clapping when you see them get to their house, whether it's watering their lawn, watering their plants, walking their dog, whatever, you should do it. Because those people are on the front lines dealing with something that's clearly very contagious. And had we not started to do this great job of mitigation, it'd be way worse, particularly here. So you have those people. You have grocery store workers who are there each and every day who need a shout out to. And thank God for you guys who are there for us as we try to make sure we stockpile our normal sense of groceries and feed our families and our children and everyone. And the Instacart workers, there's a lot of people, the Grubhub delivery workers or Postmates or whatever, like those people are putting their health at risk. Now, granted, there is a chance that Clayton Kershaw or myself or whoever would have to go into quarantine with these leagues could put their health at risk, but it's probably a lot smaller risk. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to go out on a limb here and say, really likely a much smaller risk than the people I just mentioned. All right? Definitely smaller than those guys and ladies who are doing all those things for us. Okay? So I do think you need to put this in the right perspective, in the right context. And I think he kind of caught himself. Okay? When he said, It's just not to say we can't go somewhere with it. It's just that there are a lot of things that have to be figured out before I go quarantine myself with my team for 4 months. He kind of caught himself at the end, but he was pretty strong initially about saying, I'm just not going to do it. And you just got to have an understanding of what the rest of the world looks like. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But here's what I would do if I were Major League Baseball, if you do get the go-ahead. If a guy doesn't want to play, then a guy doesn't want to play, and you move on without him. That's life. And it would be a damn shame, and I'm not trying to shame Clayton Kershaw into this, so don't go down that road. It would be a shame that if the Dodgers won the World Series and Clayton Kershaw wasn't a big part of it, even in a wacky, crazy, janky season like this one, it would feel strange and odd that he wasn't a part of it. It just wouldn't feel right, to be honest with you. I understand his position. But again, there's a lot of other people who are going to be dealing with a lot worse circumstances, comparatively speaking, who are dealing with them every single day. Bergman, what do you think of Kershaw?
I think, look, it's tough. I mean, he has a family. I get the point that you and LZ are making, and I think it's a very strong point and has to be in consideration. I think this is – Kershaw's not going to be alone in this. This is going to be a very difficult thing to get a lot of baseball players to get their head around. We don't hear from every player. We hear from a lot of the big players, right? Like Nolan Arenado's like, just get me in. I need to be able to play baseball. Let me, I'll do whatever it is you want. I don't care. I don't know what his family life is. I have no idea if he has a wife and kids. I actually don't know his family life at all. But Kershaw has a wife and a bunch of kids, and he wants to be there for them. There's going to be a lot of baseball players that want to be with their family and do not want to leave them in the middle of a pandemic and not be able to be with them for two, three, four months. I think this is going to be a very difficult thing for baseball to figure out, because if you get some of the huge, huge stars like Kershaw that don't want to be there, it's going to be a tough sled to get it to actually work.
I don't think so. I think you go and you just go with whoever wants to go.
So let's say that, I mean, I don't know if people's family lives, so I don't want to just say something, but random guys, like, just let's say Justin Turner's like, nope, I don't want to go. What if, you know, if Aaron Judge says, nope, I got to be with my family.
And you call up the next guy.
Yes. I mean, losing all of your Mike Trout is having a baby coming up. He's like, nah, I can't. Can you imagine baseball this year without Mike Trout? Just, and not because he's hurt.
I mean, listen, this is a decision that people have to make. If we get to that point, Greg, there are people every day, man, who are in a much worse situation. Like, much worse.
I agree. And I'm not trying to take anything away from that. And especially, and we thank all of the people that are doing those types of things. Those are huge. A lot of them don't quarantine themselves away from their family for 4.5 months, though, at the same time. They're putting themselves at much more danger. But they get to come home to their family. Whereas, you know, Clayton Kershaw is.
But they're also putting their own families at risk.
Right. No, I'm not trying to take away from that at all. I'm just saying you're going to have a lot of people that are going to take their own situations and make them more important than what's
happening.
And that's
fine. And you can make an adult decision based on your circumstances. I'm not saying you can't. I'm telling Clayton Kershaw, if he doesn't want to do it, that's fine. But if I'm baseball, I'm not waiting for Clayton Kershaw or anyone. If I get the go and I'm comfortable and the health officials give us the green light – and we want to have a season, these are the parameters. You can do it or you don't have to do it, and that's fine. No questions asked. If you don't want to do it, no one will hold it against you within your organization or Major League Baseball, but they're going to move forward. Like, if that, I could see that being a line in the sand.
It could be. I just think, could you imagine a season where, let's say, 20% of baseball players are like, no, I got to stay home with my family.
Then the other 80% will play, and you'll call up guys from the minor leagues. That's why you're going to have 40-man rosters.
I mean, and of those 20%, what if it's most or if not all of the big-time stars in all of baseball? And we're essentially watching minor league baseball in the major leagues.
So be it.
If you're saying so be it, then you feel about it. I don't think that's – I mean, how does that work in the record books? Do you contend – is it just – it is what it is?
That person didn't play. It's like an injury season.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not feeling that at all. I don't. If I want to watch the Dodgers, if let's say most of the Dodgers don't decide not to play because they want to stay home with their family, it's kind of a wasted season for me, and I don't really want to watch that.
Okay, I bet you would though.
Oh, of course I would because it's sports. But I mean, people's health and being with their family. I've been a person that's always very much family first. I know we're
Listen, Greg, I'm family first too. But when you sign up for a job, you sign up for a job. And look, I bet you ESPN would tell me you don't have to go if you don't want to. But you know what? It's the job I signed up for. And by the way, I would be in a position if I were in this quarantine bubble with the NBA, if they get to that point, where I would be safer than almost anyone on the planet potentially.
Yeah, because you'll be getting, you could have, you're close to tests. You're in a very small spot where you're not right. being able to go anywhere. Yes, absolutely. You're okay with it, and that's totally fine.
And
I
again,
don't know if
and
I'd be able to walk away from
right.
my family for 4 months.
And, and that's fine too. But then the world has to move on too.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely it does. I'm just not going to say anything about a player that says, I want to be with my family.
I don't have a problem with it. What I'm saying is, if you're going to draw the line, then fine, draw the line. But what I would say to you is there are clearly more people who are dealing with way worse circumstances than having to go away from their family for 4 months, potentially, that we don't know it's going to be that, but up to that, and be surrounded in quarantine by the best medical professionals in the world.
Right. It's like it's very important what everybody's doing out there, and there are people that are doing much, much more important things in their lives. Yes, I don't want to go
in
circles.
We're going in circles. Let me open it up to the phones. I'm curious to hear what the audience thinks. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll take your calls now. The Raiders are taking a QB? Huh? We'll tell you about that, too, next on the Sedano Show, 710 ESPN. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get your home insurance from Progressive. Get a quote at progressive.com today. So we were talking about Clayton Kershaw drawing the line. Not wanting to go to Arizona, doesn't want to be in quarantine for 4.5 months. And look, that's fine. If you don't want to go, cool. But if the season's a green light, I'm okay moving on without Clayton Kershaw. That's just me. And everyone has to make an adult decision, and I'm not going to bemoan you for it. But if the green light comes for Major League Baseball, I don't think they should stop just because a couple of guys don't want to do it. Like I know that players have a lot of say, and particularly in Major League Baseball, they have a lot of say, but I wouldn't stop there if I were Rob Manfred. That's just me personally. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Real quick, Mel Kiper's got his big board out today. And you know who's going to the Raiders on Mel Kiper's big board, Greg Bergman, Raider fan?
Tua Tagovailoa. I have no idea. Who is it?
Jordan Love, which is interesting because it would mean you'd have Derek Carr for this season for sure because Love's not ready to play. And all of a sudden, you're grooming the next guy. So Gruden would get to groom a guy, even though he hasn't necessarily always been great with young quarterbacks. He gets to groom his own guy, according to Mel Kiper.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, you have Marcus Mariota going as well, so you have three guys for him to learn behind, or two guys for him to learn behind that have been successful NFL quarterbacks. I think that's great. I'm totally all for that.
And the Chargers, Mel has Justin Herbert going 5 to the Dolphins and Tua going to the Chargers, which would be huge for the Chargers if they can land Tua. I think that would be the best case scenario for them.
For the Chargers, that's absolutely the best case scenario. They decided not to go after any free agents. They decided not to make any trades for a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. Tua would probably. I mean, you're now throwing him right into it with a offensive line, as Philip Rivers can tell you.
Yeah, but they were unhealthy last year. I think more than anything else, even though their offensive line was bad. Right. But he's probably not going to play this year anyway. You're just going to ride it out with Tyrod Taylor if you're the Chargers.
Right. I mean, you would assume that at some point people are going to be clamoring for Tua if they go with Tua. So
maybe at the end of the year.
6-7 games of the season.
Yeah. But what if they're good? You don't know that. What if Tyrod Taylor gets them to 9 or 10 wins?
he very well could. That defense is really, really strong.
And he doesn't turn the ball over, right?
No, he doesn't. And Austin Eckler is a good running back. So yeah. they have some good wide receivers as well. Mike Williams is a good receiver. They're in a good spot if that's the case. I wouldn't like
Let's go to the Let's go to the phone. So we'll continue that discussion. Kirk Morrison is going to join us at 11:30. We'll chat with him about those guys and just a number of the things going on in the football world. I know I'm pretty sure he's called Jordan Love's football games this season. Let me go to Mitch real quick. What's up, Mitch?
Josie, how you doing? Hope everything's good.
Yeah, buddy. All good. Thank you. Hope you are too.
That wouldn't be fair. For you to not be what you're saying for 2 months, but who said life is fair? If he doesn't want to play, he doesn't get paid. And I like the minor leagues. What's going to happen with them? Dodgers, their system's so deep. I think they can win the World Series, and there should be any crowds this year. We got to play it safe. I hope they're not pushing open the doors too quickly. I think just wait till October or start the NBA season next year. It's too scary out there, Georgie. Thanks for taking my call.
I hear you, Mitch. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, like, if and obviously it's a big if, right? If the health organizations give these teams, or excuse me, these leagues, the green light, that means these guys are going to be insulated in a way that very few of us will ever be insulated from a health perspective. So it's just a different scenario than what the rest of us are dealing with. But if you don't want to play, cool, fine. But you got to think about it in the context of what other people are going through. But let me go to Fidel first. Fidel!
Hey, what's up, Sedona? How you doing?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I want to first say that you and Bregman are doing a great job, man. You guys' dialogue and everything is really getting me through my days. I drive all day, so I love hearing you guys' show.
Appreciate it, man. Stay safe out there, okay?
No, you got it, man. So I want to speak to you guys, to what you were saying about the whole Kershaw thing. I think first, I kind of disagree with what Bregman was saying in the sense that it doesn't matter what he would prefer to watch. If he admits that he would tune in, that's all that matters. And I think that what you're going to see is a lot of young players that come up that are going to have like astounding seasons where it actually might make it more fun for the following season. These guys typically don't get chances or they get brought up just because other guys are, you know, not playing. I think you're going to see a lot of players just come up that are a lot of fun to watch now.
I agree. Thanks for the call. I mean, you get a lot more Gavin Lux, right? Who are some of the guys down on the farm there, Dodger boy?
Yeah, you'll get a lot of those guys, and you'll see, you know, guys like Mitchell White possibly coming up for the Dodgers. But it's not so much about it's changes. Look, if you're talking about guys coming up from the minor leagues, if they're not pitching, if they're not having to hit against, you know, Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg and Clayton Kershaw and like the top line Major League Baseball pitchers, it changes.
All those guys aren't going to play.
I don't know who they are. Let's just but guys that have families, I'm assuming a lot of them are probably not going to want to. Maybe they will, and that's totally fine.
Do you remember what Passan said when he came on the last time last week? Do you remember what he said about the one guy? He said so. He had one guy who he called who said no chance, not leaving my family for 4 months, and then the next day got a text from him and said spoke to my wife about it. She says if I'm getting paid, I should go and do it.
Right, they're going to get a lot of that. It's really, I mean, especially because that's your money. The money issue, I think, is the biggest thing right here. Right, so if baseball comes back and you have if you're Clayton Kershaw and you have a contract that pays you $30+ million a year, you're in your last year of your contract. Would you not get paid for that last year? And would, you know, would they be okay? Would that family be okay with not taking $30+ million?
Yeah, some people have more money than others, and some people have done more with their money than others. Let me go to Johnny in L.A. Johnny, what's up?
Good job on everything you guys are talking about. But I just wanted to touch, you know, it's a personal thing. We're all going through some self-matters, but if he decides not to play, that's fine. The world still has to go on, like George was saying earlier. And at the end of the day, I mean, as fans, we all miss sports and we want to watch sports. Or even if there's people in.
Oh, Johnny, we lost your buddy there. Ah, we dropped. Sorry, Johnny. But yeah, look, I feel this. I mean, clearly I feel that way about life having to move on. If guys want to draw the line and don't want to do it, no questions asked. All right, cool. Thanks. We'll talk to you whenever you're willing to come back. Let me go to Anthony in Alhambra. Anthony.
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Anthony.
George, I kind of, yeah, my bad.
No, no, all good.
Yeah, I kind of agree with both in a way. I kind of, sorry, I'm at the bank, so the lady was confused thinking I'm talking to her, but let me go quick. Okay.
Get that money, man. Get that money.
Yeah. Okay. So the first point I wanted to agree with. So no player is bigger than the game, correct? But the game has to go on. So I believe the game has to go on. If that means, even if it's a couple of stars here and there, don't make it. Just like you guys brought up the point that you're going to have to bring some people up. These people have been starving for an opportunity to get in regardless. Baseball, everybody knows baseball is the hardest sport to get into major league-wise. So it's kind of next man up. And these people, it's kind of unfortunate. It's going to be in these circumstances that they're going to get the opportunity to show their play. But no player is bigger than the game. And I feel like MLB feels that they have a responsibility to get these jobs back for everybody that works in the organizations and MLB. They feel the not pressure, but I feel like they, you know, they want to give a show for the people at home. That's another important thing as well. But I see the other side for the players to want to stay home. You know, they want to be out getting groceries for the families. They want to be doing lawn mowing in the house, little things like that. They just feel like in these times, they're morally feel like they, as men, have to take care of that. But then again, you can say, you know, some men want to go out and make the money for their families, and some of the wives are going to be okay with that. So it's kind of all these little conflicting things, but the show must go on, right? I mean, players, if the major leagues don't want to, major league players that are all-stars don't want to show up, they're still going to be making their money regardless, because people are going to watch. Whether Kershaw's not playing for the Dodgers or they are, as big as a Kershaw fan I am, I'm going to be watching the Dodger game, baby, no matter what. I mean, you put it on TV, I want to see what our guys in the other leagues can help us with in our rotation. So regardless, I kind of see both sides. But yes, Sedano, you're right. Show must.
All right, Anthony, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Stay safe out there. All right, we'll continue this discussion. If you want to chime in, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Clayton Kershaw says he's not willing to be quarantined for 4.5 months. He doesn't like the proposal. I'm saying, okay, cool. You don't want to do it. If baseball gets the green light, then you got to move on. And you move on with whoever wants to play at that point. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. So we've been talking about Clayton Kershaw saying that he is not willing to quarantine for 4.5 months, potentially. That was the story today. He told Sportsnet LA's John Hartung. Here's the exact quote. "I just don't see that happening," Kershaw told Sportsnet LA's John Hartung. "I'm not going to be away from my family and not see them for 4.5 months. I just talked about how my son, Cooper, changes, you know, 1 week over a week. So to miss 4 months of his life right now, I'm just not going to do it. And there's a lot of things, other things that are just wrong with that proposal. But it's not to say that we can't go somewhere with it. It's just that there are a lot of things that have to be figured out before I go quarantine myself with my team for 4 months." Now, he did kind of start to slowly walk it back a little bit after coming out very strong. I feel like that's a Kershaw move. In the 4 years I've been here, he comes out really strong on something and then kind of peters out in his commentary within the same quote, because he kind of catches himself. But listen, again, you want to stay with your family, that's fine. But if baseball gets the green light, I think that you kind of have to move forward with or without Clayton Kershaw or Mike Trout or whoever doesn't want to play. I mean, that's, if you're baseball, I think that if you get the health officials on your side, I think that that's what you have to do. Speaking of health officials, the Chinese Basketball League has been postponed again, this time till July. Now, here's the thing. I don't know. Like, the CDC and the WHO haven't gotten updated, at least I haven't seen, updated information on what's going on in China with this virus in a long time. It doesn't seem like it's been updated very frequently, and if it is, it's been done, as I mentioned, infrequently. So my guess is that that situation there could be worse than we know on the surface, hence why this is being pushed back again. So I know that in the past people have said, well, that could be a bad sign for the NBA. It might not be. I don't know. I don't think any of us truly know what's going on inside of China. So that would just be my first thought. But Jonathan Givony, who is one of our ESPN NBA insiders. He normally does the draft, but he's very tied in to the international leagues because of all the draft work he does. So he broke that story for ESPN. And we'll talk to Jonathan on Thursday about that and about LaMelo Ball. I want to talk to him about LaMelo and what's going on there with him. By the way, speaking of basketball, before we get back to the calls, Greg Bergman, do you want to guess how many people watched Horse after all the complaining that was done on Twitter?
Oh, geez, so many, probably.
I'll give you, you want me to give you a hint?
Yes.
Okay, so it's still under a million, but go ahead from there.
All right, let's say 575,000.
Higher.
750,000.
Lower.
623,000.
Higher.
684,262.
Man, you came really close. 686,000. You win the Price is Right because you came in and your final answer was lower than the actual total without going over. So 686,000. That's not bad for all the complaining they did, okay? I would just tell you the average NBA game gets 1.5 million people watching on cable television. So considering it was Horse and they almost got 700,000, almost half that, not bad is what I would say for all the complaining that people did.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a success.
So Mark Jones, who did that, who was on with us yesterday, who called that, will be on with us again on Friday because the next Horse round will be on Thursday. On
ESPN. Do the numbers go up, do you think? You think the numbers will go up for the next one, for the semis?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Right now, I don't know, man, to be honest. I know is that everybody in L.A. needs to be watching ESPN today at 4 o'clock for the 1988 World Series Kirk Gibson game. Like, everyone needs to be watching that. So speaking of the Dodgers, we've been talking about that. Let's get back to the phones at 877-710-ESPN. Pedro Mora of The Athletic will join us in a little bit to talk about this Kershaw situation and get his thoughts on that. Let's go to Eddie in L.A. What's up, Eddie?
How you doing?
I'm good, sir.
All right. Well, I agree with you when you say we should just tough it up and go ahead and play. I also understand how it is to be away from your family. But here's the thought. What about the individuals who actually go out of town and work for about 3 or 4 months and away from their family? You know, they can still have phone calls. They can still have Zoom, Skype. So there's ways still to interact with your family. You're not isolated to where you can't just hear from them or see them in any kind of way. So at the end of the day, I think that players should just go ahead and play and see how it goes, and if they, you know, can't feel it or don't want to be there, then they can always opt out and leave.
Right, and if they opt out, they're done. Right, it's their season's over, basically. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Brandon in Ontario. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on? My big point I kind of wanted to drive home was you guys comparing the healthcare workers in the beginning. I kind of think like it's kind of unfair. They're like forced to be there. They need to be there. If they're not there, our hospital's going to go out, and we need them right now. Baseball is an extra. It's a pleasantry. You know, it's not needed. It's not a necessity. I just feel like we're kind of losing that right now.
No. I get what you're saying, Brandon. Trust me. But what I'm saying is, yes, those people clearly have it way worse. Like, I understand that leaving your family's hard. I also have a young family. But my job says that if the NBA is going to play in Vegas for 2 months, you know, the company will say to me, George, you can go or you don't have to go. No questions asked. And I would go because that's my job. Okay? Now, again, Clayton Kershaw will have the opportunity to go or not go, and because that's his job. But the perspective and the context is, dude, you're going to be in a bubble with some of the best health professionals in the world because some of the best health professionals in the world work for major league teams, professional teams. And you're going to be in a safe environment. Yes, it's an emotional tug of war. There's no question about that. But it would come down to whether you're willing to make money or not. And maybe he's comfortable financially. Maybe he doesn't have to do that. But I could understand where players, much like when we had the vote in the NFL recently about their collective bargaining agreement, where you're going to have a lot of players who are like, no, I'm going to play because I need the money. And you have to be able to move forward with or without people in that situation. That's the overall point. The stuff about the grocery workers and clearly the healthcare workers, it's a different stratosphere. No one's denying that. But that's the point, is that you're not going to be in harm's way in this situation. Your struggle will be an emotional struggle, which is understandable too, but it's not apples to apples, is the point.
With the guy that he was – the caller before, when he was talking about how, you know, people go away all the time and they have to be away from their family for 3 to 4 months, yes, it's true. You can be on FaceTime, Zoom. None of that stuff matters. I think that – I mean, we're not going to say whether one person is right or wrong. You're absolutely right for wanting to go to Vegas if that's part of your job and you have to do it. Totally fine. Clayton Kershaw, the same thing. He can do whatever he wants, but this is different than just being away from your family for 3 to 4 months. This is being away from your family for 3 to 4 months during a pandemic, and he feels that it's more important to be with his family, and there's going to be a lot of
other
players.
And that's fine,
yes.
Greg.
Yes.
Go be with your family then, but the sport is moving on without you.
Right. There's going to be a lot of other players that are going to feel the same way as Clayton Kershaw. We're only hearing from Kershaw.
And I don't disagree with that. But the sport will have to move on without you, is the point. I'm curious to get Pedro Mora's thoughts on this. We'll do that in a little bit. Tim Kirkjian is going to join us tomorrow at 11:30. By the way, Momo is going to be in the house with me tomorrow. She's going to be riding shotgun with me. And we will talk to Tim Kirkjian tomorrow, Momo and I, together. Let me grab one more call here, and then we can go to talk to Pedro, and we'll get back to your calls after that. Let me go to Greg in Newberry Park. Greg.
What's up, guys?
Hey, bud.
Hey. Baseball is all about history, man. You just got to look at the history books. DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Bob Feller, Hank Greenberg, they all lost years to go fight in WW2. It's not the same situation, but, I mean, you know, baseball is all about their history, man, and they're not going to change. They're not going to not play the game just because Clayton Kershaw doesn't want to. And not that I don't, you know, respect Clayton Kershaw and his decision. I mean, I would probably make the same one if I was in his position. He doesn't need the money.
Correct.
You guys can take it from there. But appreciate the show. Everybody wash your hands.
All right, brother. Take care. All right, let's talk to Pedro Mora. He covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. We'll ask him about all this next. Presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for our friend Pedro Mora, who covers the Dodgers, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart, and brought to us by our friends at My Computer Career, training for a better life. So, Pedro Mora, thank you, buddy, for joining us. Hope everyone is safe and sound in your neck of the woods. And again, thanks for hanging out. So, the story we've been talking about today is I saw that Clayton Kershaw told John Hartung of Sportsnet LA that he's not into this potential plan of playing in Arizona, and that he just said flatly that he wouldn't do it. He also didn't like a lot of things when it came to that particular plan. He thinks that, look, maybe there's a possibility to work some of that stuff out. But he right out of the gate, he just said, I just don't see it happening. I'm not going to be away from my family and not see them for 4.5 months. So what do you think of all of this? Like, do you think that Major League Baseball will move forward without potentially some of its star players if they get the green light?
It's an interesting question. I guess I would put it this way. I don't think the lack of interest of Clayton Kershaw in elite players is going to be the biggest impediment to the Arizona plan. I think it's more just the implausibility of that working for as long as it would need to for the season to occur. I just don't see it. You know, if Major League Baseball goes to Arizona for a few weeks and says, okay, we'll start the season here and then move on and go back to our cities across the country or something like that, I could see the players agreeing. But the idea of sequestering everyone there for, you know, for 20 weeks, 24 weeks is to me just not realistic. I have not seen it, you know, as a realistic outcome at any point since it was first reported. So I just it doesn't surprise me at all to see Clayton Kershaw saying that he's unwilling to do that. You know, would you be willing to do that? I know I wouldn't be willing to do that. I thought, well, wait, does that mean that I have to be in Arizona for that long? So it's just like, you know, nobody wants to be away from their loved ones that long. It's just not realistic.
Well, I'll tell you this. I just said this. Like, I do sidelines for NBA on ESPN, and there is a real possibility that one of the options might be I have to go to Vegas or wherever they want to play in a bubble for 2 months. And if that's the case, that's the job I signed up for. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to do it or that you should want to do it. Like, I'm just telling you that I have small children, I have a job, and that's my position on it. I'm not trying to sway you into my position.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I understand if people want to go and do their jobs, so be it. If they don't, no questions asked. Like, I'm good with either scenario, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a really interesting. It takes a, it really shows you where people stand on this and how important, you know, and their work is and what they feel like the agreement they made to their employer is. I would say, I guess, that I think one difference that baseball has with basketball and the other sports is that they're at the start of this, right? They need much more than
two. Sure.
I think we would find more players willing to do 2 months. You know, for a month in the playoffs, a lot of guys barely see their families as it is. So I actually think that 8 weeks or so would be a much easier sell. And so that's the one thing I could see is if they started it out and said, we will not do this beyond 2 months, but this is how we're going to start the season. You know, that would be the only way in which I could see it happening. I just don't think that the you know, to do it for essentially the entire summer, I think is unrealistic.
Pedro Mora of The Athletic covers the Dodgers, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. I do think that is a possibility. It just depends on where we're at, right? And here's the thing. Look, we're trying to hit a moving target here, okay? Like that's the best way to describe all of this. And I think that baseball would loosen things up if things looked better, right, on the surface. And I think that... But I just don't think you can absolutely tell players, okay, it's only going to be 8 weeks, because I don't know what the travel situation is going to look like, unless you're saying in each and every one of these cities that these teams are going to be quarantined in their own cities until they play the games, and then they have to get on a plane to fly to play in the next city and then quarantined again. Like, you're basically just doing that over and over and over again as they go into these different cities and even return to their own cities. Like, they're literally stuck going from the park to the airport, back home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, and I don't know how safe that is. Like, I, because I'm not a health official. So, but my guess is that would be a problem too, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, let's be realistic, or I'll be realistic. I know this isn't something people really want to hear. You know, I do not, you know, traffic in being a Debbie Downer for a profession, but I think it's far more likely that there is no season than there is one. I just do, because, you know, they can, you know, Major League Baseball can design, you know, a really well thought out plan in which they'll move through three or four scenarios, right, over the course of 4 months. They can have everything thought out perfectly. And then if two players or one player test positive, you know, 7 days into the competition, you know, they have to put everything on pause. So, like you said, it will be a perennially moving target. The entire, you know, for the rest of 2020, the way I see it, the way it looks like experts, you know, I'm certainly not an expert either. I'm just reading what experts have to say. And from what they're saying is that this will be a moving target for the rest of this year. Therefore, I think it's just unlikely. You know, I'm not going to say it's impossible, and I certainly would like there to be a baseball season because I like writing about baseball, but I don't see it. I think it's unlikely.
Yeah, no, and that is, and I think what you said earlier is the difference is from like the NBA or the NHL even, right? Like they were on the brink of their playoffs already. They were in essence in the home stretch, whereas baseball hadn't even begun yet. And that is a far bigger challenge than anything that those other sports had to deal with, those winter sports.
Yes. I mean, couldn't basketball just cut half the teams out basically as soon as they resume?
Yes.
More
yes.
Less, like if they needed to, right? Yeah, that seems like a big benefit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can just say, let's do a truncated training camp, and then it's just the teams that are in the playoff situation right now. Those teams will go forward. The rest, you can stay home. Right. You could do that in basketball, where in baseball, you can't. I mean, there's been all these different scenarios, too. I know USA Today, we had Bob Nightingale on. And he was talking about, you know, Cactus League and Grapefruit League. I think that scenario is even worse because having people in two separate locations only creates more problems potentially.
Yeah, the travel, you know, nationwide travel in this country doesn't seem like it's going to be something that's very feasible to me come like June or July. I mean, think about how soon it is, right? I mean, if it's September or October, then maybe that's one thing. But I don't. I don't know. I mean, you guys, the flight attendants have to be quarantined. The pilots, the plane has to be deep cleaned every time. You know, they have to figure out how they're going to get from place to place without coming in contact with other people. Because like you were saying about the quarantine, if you have to in order to support this many people, right, there's going to be 60 people with every major league team, if not more, right? Mm-hmm. 30 players, front office, coaching staff, training staff, massage therapists, all these things. And all these people have to go with the team wherever they go. And you have to keep a tight lock on essentially every one of them and everyone providing any service to any of them. So the people cleaning their clothes, the people cooking their food, the people driving them from place to place. You know, we're talking about many thousands of people that will be required to put on a Major League Baseball season.
Pedro Mora joining us here of The Athletic, covers the Dodgers. Real quick before I let you go, since we talked about this last week, we actually talked to Dave Roberts about it, which I thought was his position was interesting. The whole Justin Turner, home run derby thing instead of extra innings or whatever. Roberts loved it. Like, he was like, let's go. Let's just innovate it. Let's do it, especially if we do a season like this season, which is already going to be kind of weird and strange anyway. Let's just get weirder. Where are you on that?
I would be totally fine with it. I think one of my biggest qualms, as someone who fell in love with baseball when I was a kid, one of my biggest qualms has always been the unwillingness to try something new that the sport has had. And the sport tends to do things only because it's been done that way. And I think this would be a great time. You know, this is, I guess, the one potential positive out of all this is that this could be the time that baseball is willing to try new things. And the home run derby, why the heck not? You know, it seems like people love watching that thing during July nowadays. You know, it seems like people absolutely love that. And I thought it was funny that Clayton Kershaw, in that interview with Sportsnet LA, he said he liked Turner's suggestion just fine, but he actually said he'd prefer if the game just ended in a tie. And I think if a lot of people heard that, they'd be amazed, right? If old-time baseball fans heard that Clayton Kershaw would prefer the games ended in a tie after seven innings right now, you know, that seems sacrilegious to a lot of baseball fans. But that's where it's elite athletes are at right now.
Yeah, because it's just too much of a grind. The season in general is a grind. So anything you can do to reduce the grind by any amount, I think, is smart, personally. But we'll have to kind of wait and see. Pedro Mora of The Athletic, hey, man, thanks again for joining us. Stay healthy, stay safe. And for your sake, I hope you don't have to go to Arizona for 4.5 months.
Thank you. I hope they figure out a way to play it somewhere else. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, man. Take care. There he is, Pedro Mora, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. If you miss any one of our interviews, you can check them out, including, I mentioned that Dave Roberts interview we did last week in the on-demand section of the Sedano Show podcast, brought to you by Capital One Quicksilver Card, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. What's in your wallet? And, of course, your podcasts are on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you find your podcasts. Also, want to let you know that The Last Dance is coming up this weekend on Sunday at, I believe, 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock Pacific. Last Dance is the Michael Jordan documentary. I've heard it's tremendous. Like, I've heard it's incredible. Again, from people who will tell you that they thought the OJ doc was the best doc they've seen, they say this is on par, if not better, than the OJ doc. So when it comes to insurance, State Farm's the real deal. With over 19,000 local agents and award-winning mobile app as well, you can get the help you need. And when you need it, find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com. And I mentioned The Last Dance. After The Last Dance, every Sunday, Alan Sliwa and I at 8 o'clock will be going on the ESPN Los Angeles social media feeds to do a recap of The Last Dance. So make sure you check that out on your social media feeds, ESPN Los Angeles feeds, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you to Pedro Mora for joining us there. Coming up next, I got a couple of things for you. We can continue this discussion about Clayton Kershaw not wanting to play in 4.5 months in quarantine. You heard what Pedro had to say. I'm curious to hear what you have to say. 877-710-ESPN. Plus, the highest paid running back is someone that Michael Thompson called years ago. We'll tell you about who, what, and where in just a moment. Stick around. Sedano, 710 ESPN.